Local school boards are preparing to protect students and respond to trucker convoy protesters after learning of circulating social media posts that suggest some demonstrators might be planning to drive past schools. On Thursday, February 10, the Ottawa-Carleton District School Board, OCDSB, tweeted just before 2 p.m. that it learned of social media posts regarding these plans, adding that it's unacceptable, as schools are places for learning, and the safety of students and staff should not be threatened. According to the school board's tweets, it contacted the Ottawa Police Service and is readying a shelter if there's reason for concern about school safety. We have reached out to the Ottawa Police Service and know that they are monitoring the situation. While we have no reports of concerning activity from schools, our staff are aware and will continue to make safety our first priority. Two-thirds, OCDSB, at OCDSB, February 10, 2022. Earlier on Thursday, trucker convoy protesters targeted the Ottawa International Airport in a plan to ride the arrivals and departures roadways to attempt operational disruptions. Press Progress reports that when demonstrators were driving around the airport, protest organizer Pat King broadcasted a livestream in which organizers discussed a similar plan to drive slowly in circles around schools. "Yeah, go to the schools and let the kids see the convoy," one organizer said in the livestream. "There's a good one," said King. "We'd go roll the schools. Every child matters." Also on Thursday, the Renfrew County District School Board, RCDSB, emailed parents a warning regarding potential protests that are said to be in support of ending mask mandates and all COVID-19 restrictions in place at schools. The Renfrew County District School Board is aware of information circulating online inviting students, parents and others to protest at schools across Ontario on Friday, February 11 at 2 p.m., communications manager Jonathan Latterout said. The RCDSB has also contacted local police about the potential of protests taking place on Friday, February 11.